Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Glad you could join us today. I'm Jeff Cavins, and I'm joined by...
Paul Sadek.
Good to see you, Paul.
Good to be here.
Hey, we've got big things happening this weekend in the Twin Cities. We've been talking about it for quite a while, and we've got a big conference.
There's always something big going on, but this is an especially big weekend.
It is an epiphany. We've got the big wine conference. That's Women in the New Evangelization. And sorry to tell you, it is sold out. They have nearly, I think, 1,000 wonderful ladies who are going to be joining up at Epiphany on Saturday, and they have a wonderful conference. In fact, one of our guests today on the show is going to be singing at that conference. And we're going to be talking today about music and the power of music.
One of my favorite topics.
You know, when I was growing up, I remember one of the real famous rock stars once said, he said that music has a power all its own. It's able to go into the heart and communicate. And that's true. That's for good, and that's also for bad, you know, in some cases. But today, it's for good. And I know the power of music. We're going to be talking with Kara Klein and also a local artist, Connor Flanagan. And we're going to be talking about their music and actually hearing some of their music today. You know, I think, Paul, about that scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 16. Remember when King Saul was kind of having a downer day, a little bit of a discouragement? In fact, the scripture says that an evil spirit was attacking him.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want. That will bring you down. And I love what his solution is. His solution, he actually says in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, verse 17, Saul said to his servants, "Go out and get me a good CD and bring it back so that I will feel better."
Yeah, today it would be go out and download a good MP3 for me.
Where's your iPhone? I'm really having a bummer of a day. What he said actually was, so Saul said to his servants, "Provide for me a man who can play well and bring him to me." Provide a man who can play well. We've got that man here today with Connor Flanagan. So if you are feeling down today, we are going to bring a good guy that can play well, and it will hopefully pick you up. And we also have Kara Klein. But in all seriousness, it's very powerful. Have you ever had an experience, Paul, where maybe you were feeling a little bit down and music did something to you?
There are quite a number of pieces recorded and live that come close to bringing tears to my eyes, no question. They touch me in various ways. And of course, that touch can be good, can be bad.
Yep. Well, I know that there's some classical music that actually does that to me.
Even some rock music does it to me.
Yep.
You know, and I'm talking about contemporary Catholic rock.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good stuff. You know what really touches me? And I'd be curious to hear from our listeners. Maybe you can email us. But Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I love that.
Oh, my, you're getting highbrow today.
Oh, I love it. And even more than that, I know this might shock you, but I love Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 1. See, now you thought I was uneducated, Paul, and now I can just roll these things right off my lips.
I never said that. Give me 1812 Overture any day.
All right. So, but I do like contemporary music, too. So, a little bit later on in the show, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break in just a moment, and we're going to come back with Flannery O'Connor. I'm going to ask him. I bet that gets a little confusing sometimes. Connor Flanagan and Kara Klein, they're going to be joining us. But at the end of the show, I want to give just a little teaching on the power of praise and thanksgiving with music. So that's coming up on the Rediscover Hour. So we hope you stay with us. We've got a great show ahead, and hopefully it will pick you up. Rediscover.
Is your vehicle in need of an alignment service? When your tire alignment is off, your ability to drive safely is compromised. Alignment is one of the key maintenance factors in getting the most wear and performance out of your vehicle's tires. Westside Tire has the state-of-the-art alignment equipment to align your sports car, sedan, SUV, or truck which helps to extend the life of your vehicle's tires. So schedule an appointment with Westside Tire today and discover how we can keep your ride running smoothly and safe. See your friends at Westside Tire for all your tire needs. Call today and schedule your appointment for your vehicle's tire alignment. 763-420-2100. That's 763-420-2100. Or visit us on the web at westsidetire.net. Westside Tire will take care of you. Located in the West Metro, just west of 494 and 55 in Corcoran.
If you're feeling a little blue today, a little discouraged, this is your day to listen to some good, good Christian music. Hello, I'm Jeff Cavins, back on the Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we got some music now. I want to introduce our first guest, who it's always nice to have local people that are talented and can really minister to the Lord. And we have such a guest today. And I made the mistake earlier. I thought this was Flannery O'Connor, but it's not. It's Connor Flanagan. And Connor Flanagan is a youth minister in the Twin Cities, always dreamed of being a musician from early lessons on, the Irish tin whistle. We got to learn about that. And he picked up a guitar in middle school. Well, I'm with him there, so did I. But he ended up playing it. And he got good at it. He went to Franciscan University. I did that too. But I didn't come out playing the guitar. He did. And he has a couple of CDs, and he joins us today to talk about the power of music and music in the life of a Catholic. Good to have you on the show, Connor.
Jeff, it is great to be here.
Now, do you get people accidentally doing the old Flannery O'Connor?
I get all kinds of things with Flanagan. Flannery, Flans, you know, across the board.
You're a Pittsburgh guy.
I was there for 3 years, yeah.
Okay. But you were born in
I was born, just south of Cleveland, Richfield, Ohio.
Wow, and you came here to Minnesota. What are you doing in the Twin Cities now?
We could say pursuing my vocation.
Okay.
Yeah, my girlfriend lives out here.
Okay.
So I just recently moved to close that gap.
It's a little bit of a motivation there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about music, and we're going to hear from you in just a little bit. This is a big, big, big weekend in the Twin Cities with the Women's Conference. But talk to us a little bit about how you got interested in music. What really spoke to you, and what happened when you first started playing that guitar?
Yeah, so I got a used guitar for my 13th birthday in middle school, and had a hilarious little band called Collision.
Mm-hmm.
And we were recording on cassette tapes, brought those into our class to play. Our poor teacher was so supportive. It was hilarious looking back on it now. I stuck with it, kept playing, and especially as I got into college, when I studied abroad, I went to Austria, and the Lord moved so much in my life in that semester. And I think one of the best ways I found to process that was with my guitar. And so I would find myself in the chapel, in the quiet of my room, in an empty classroom late at night, and just kind of trying to process the movements that the Lord was having in my life, and they would come out in song.
That's an interesting way to put it, to process the movements the Lord was making in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What would be an example of that?
Oh gosh, the Blessed Mother played a huge role in that semester for me. And so sitting down, and one of the first songs I wrote was, I took the Litany of Our Lady, and I was, you know, reading through all the different names, and I was like, oh my gosh, this kind of has kind of almost a rhyme scheme to it, and it became a rap song. I wrote like an acoustic rap song out of it, and that was just, it became my prayer that semester, you know, and I shared it with a lot of my friends over there, and it kind of became a song for all of us to gather around because of her presence in Austria with us that semester.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're playing a beautiful Taylor guitar. You're going to be playing that for us here today. What's the process that you go through in writing a song? Because I'm assuming as a Christian artist, a Christian artist doesn't mean that you just write Christian lyrics. It comes from a Christian heart. It comes from a heart of love. But what is the process? And I know a lot of people are interested in that. Is it something where you come up with a melody first, or is it a theme that you think about and then you develop, you write it down, you speak it into your iPhone?
Or is it just a bolt of lightning and some thunder?
which happens to me, it zaps and it's just over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. People ask me that all the time, and I never really know what to say, because there'll be times, you know, my most recent album that's out, Close to You, I had kind of written all of these songs at different points over the last couple years, and I started finding this common theme of me just longing to be closer to the Lord. And so then I ended up kind of taking all of those and writing a song titled Close to You, and that's what the album became, you know, the name of the album was, and the songs kind of took that theme on. But, you know, the album I'm working on now is just more of, I'm trying to be more authentic. I want to invite people into my heart, my mm-hmm. life, my journey, because I don't have the answers. I don't have, you know, maybe the best advice for people, but all I do have is authenticity, mm-hmm. and I have how I know the Lord.
Sure.
And, you know, I hope and pray that I can relate that and I can invite people into kind of my journey.
We were mentioning, Connor, at the beginning of the show, and Paul and I were talking about the power of music in 1 Samuel chapter 16. King Saul had literally evil spirits attacking him, and he was quite laid out emotionally. And it's very interesting because he said, bring me a man who can play, not just play, but a man who can play well. Mm. And he seemed to know that if he could find a man who could bring the lyre, you know, like a little harp, and play well, that it would have an impact on him. And at the very end of the chapter, that's exactly what David did, which is actually kind of funny, because the guy that Saul really had an issue with was the guy that ultimately brought him comfort. Hmm. And he did it through playing the small harp. And it mentions that King Saul was left refreshed. And I think that's a great way to describe what music can do to you, is that it can literally refresh you. And as a musician, and you might know the answer, you might not, but I need to ask you, why do you notice that in your own life and in other people's lives? And what do you think is the reason that good music can actually refresh people?
I do see that. I experience that from listening to other artists. That's why I listen to music, because I'm seeking something. And it's incredibly humbling when I witness it with people responding that way to even my own songs. I think people just want what's real. Christ is real. He's the most real thing that we can have in our lives. And I think that's what's refreshing about music, is when you can encounter something that's authentic, that's real, that brings hope. Because in our world, we live in reality, but there's not a lot of reality. There's not a lot of authenticity in our daily lives. So sure. I think that's what's refreshing about it.
Well, I know that music has moved me in my heart, you know, over the years, to some points where, depending on what you're going through in your life, it can just bring tears to your eyes, mm-hmm. you know, to hear that beautiful music and mm-hmm. the words together. And there are certain songs that really resonate with you, that if you look at your playlist on your iPod, you'll see that there are certain songs that you have played over. Your go-to songs. Yeah. And it resonates with you. Well, we want to hear from you today. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be playing on that beautiful Taylor guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a new song I just wrote actually probably a week ago. And I was having a conversation with my girlfriend, and I was just kind of talking through some of the things that the Lord's been doing in my life over the last couple weeks, months, and I was like, you know, I think I'm at a point where there's nothing God can do that would make me turn away from Him. You know, whether it was a big tragedy or a suffering, whatever it is, I said, I've just seen Him use every aspect of my life and the people's lives around me, the goods, the bads, the ups and downs, they all work together for His good, and I'm so convicted of that. And it was in the midst of me complaining, saying, I wish He would just give up on me. Because I just want to break, you know, I just want to break. And I was like, there's nothing that I could do or that he could do that would make me turn my face away from His. And so this song is, the working title right now is Without You. That may change. But it's just a simple, honestly, just a simple reflection and saying, Lord, I'm in. I'm totally gone for You. I'm in whatever's the worst suffering I've endured, I would do it again for You.
Well, let's hear it. This is Connor Flanagan.
Every part of me is longing for more of You. There's nothing You can do to scare me away. I've been anchored deep in a love concrete. Every part of me is longing for more of you. There's nothing you can do to scare me away. I've been anchored deep in a love concrete. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'd go through it again. I'd have nothing left, nothing left. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'd go through it again. I'd have nothing left, nothing left. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. I'm flying high, the clouds below. My heart is racing, yeah, I don't even know. I'm falling faster, slower, I'm taking over. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'll go through it again. I'd have nothing left, yeah. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'll go through it again. I'd have nothing left, nothing left. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. Check it out. Untouched, yeah, you can't break me. Already broken, you can't shake me. Reluctant to be moved unless I'm moved by the one who made me. Then maybe I'll give in, maybe not. Here we go again, round and round like a Ferris wheel. 10 rounds, you know the drill, it's real. Gonna doubt me? Go ahead, I'll tell you all about me. I'm living proof that my God can use his people even in their failings. A victory been claimed to me, so much more to be than the eye can see. I'm anchored deep in a love concrete. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'll go through it again. I'd have nothing left, nothing left. I'm gone, I'm down, I'm in through thick and thin. My God, you know that I'll go through it again. I'd have nothing left, nothing left. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. Without you, ooh, ooh, ooh. Without you, ooh, 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 yeah. Without you, ooh, 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 ooh.
Wow. Connor Flanagan. That's
cool.
Good. Without you.
With a little bit of rap.
Yeah, which is my forte. That is really good. And that kind of surprised me in the middle. And very refreshing. Very, very good. You got a beautiful voice. And that... You know what I like about that? We're sitting here in the studio watching you, and of course, wishing we could sing, but not enough time for Paul and I. But when you're singing there, I'm thinking to myself, you know, something that you have said before yourself, and that is that you're putting your heart to music, and you're doing something that a lot of people would say is very daring. I mean, first of all, you wrote the song a week ago. You wouldn't catch me coming in here with a song I wrote a week ago or 5 years ago. But you're putting your heart out there, and what some people are thinking on the inside, you're bringing it to the outside and allowing them to participate with you and to make those words their words. That's maybe what is so powerful about this, is that you're riding along on someone else's heart to discover your own.
Yeah, that's something I've been convicted about a lot in the last year, is maybe, just maybe, my failings, my sinfulness would bring about somebody else's salvation and hope. You know, so maybe the Lord's making me suffer in some area of my life because I'm ultimately called to share that so it can reach somebody who can't find, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a certain vulnerability to singing that brings a power there, and also a trust of you, and almost an automatic relationship with you, that if you're going to put your heart out there, they can do the same. Mm. And that happens in speaking too.
It's almost like you're, don't get me wrong, it's like you're becoming naked, you know, in front of your
Very
audience.
Transparent, yeah.
Yeah, transparent is a better way to put it.
Yeah. Do you feel that way when you're singing? You're doing a concert. You're up in front of 200 or 300 youth. Do you have the sense of, I'm about to tell you something that most people wouldn't run around talking about, the feelings that I have in my heart, and it could go either way, you know.
Yeah, I do. Every time I play, I think, you know, I'm taking a chance. You know, like, Lord, okay, here we go. You know, that's kind of like, every time, it's like, this is yours. These are your songs. Who I am is hopefully a reflection of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so I want to use all of me to show all of you to these kids,
sure.
to this audience. So,
you know, a lot of us want to do these things. We want to share with other people, whether it's spoken word or it's music or it's poetry or it's painting or whatever it might be. But I think everybody has a fear of, what if I make a mistake? You know, what if I blow it? What if I forget the lyrics? Has that ever happened to you in the middle of it? Do you feel like everything just kind of came crashing down? You're not sure what's going on anymore?
Oh, my gosh, yes. The Lord always picks the funniest times to humble me with
music. Oh, it's
music.
He that picked it.
I had a show in Toledo a couple weeks ago and broke a string in the middle of the show, and I tried to make it last and keep playing, and it just sounded terrible, so I had to stop and go and change it. I've forgotten lyrics, and, you know, that's always
heard Paul McCartney forget his own lyrics, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's pressure's off because it's not about me.
That's right.
I'm willing to put myself out there, and the Lord's going to use it, so.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so you've got two CDs. You've got Acoustic Flow and Close to You. What's the difference between the two?
Acoustic Flow is my first CD, shorter. It's an EP, and it's pretty clean cut. It's just a guitar, some percussion, and it's just kind of the collection of the first couple songs I've ever written. Mm-hmm. And then Close to You came out almost just a year ago, last February, and that is my first full-length album and first kind of full studio production with the full band and everything.
Well, I think that the Acoustic Flow would be one of those CDs like our good friend Phil Keggy. You know, he's a great guitar player, and he has a, I think it's a four CDs called Music to Paint By, and it's just acoustic music, and then you put it on in the background, it really does something to the atmosphere there. And is that the type of thing it is? It's just beautiful acoustic?
I mean, there's lyrics,
oh,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are, but it's just kind of, you know, my voice, guitar, some percussion, so pretty stripped down.
Who inspires you?
Gosh, Matt Carney is one of my favorite artists. I mean, I grew up listening to DC Talk. Rich Mullins was mm-hmm. one of my favorites. Paul Wright, Jason Mraz. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the guys.
Yeah, the good names. You know, Rich Mullen, interesting story. He was on his way into the Catholic Church when mm-hmm. he was killed in that tragic accident.
He was a great devotee of St. Francis.
He was. And he was actually scheduled. I was doing Life on the Rock back at EWTN in those days, and he was scheduled to come on the show.
Wow.
And he was on his way from, I think it was Chicago to Wichita, to come into the church when that tragic accident happened, when he was riding the Jeep and he died. But he had a big influence. His Ragamuffin band had a big mm-hmm. influence yep. on a lot of young artists. Does that run? Do you think about that yourself, Connor? That you're having an influence on young people today, and maybe in 20 years from now, someone's going to be interviewed and say, "Well, who influenced you?" And the stuff you're doing today may be influencing somebody who's not even giving you the satisfaction of letting you know it today
yeah.
that it's actually impacting them.
Gosh, I hope so. You know, I hope I live in a way that people would be influenced by it. You know, and ultimately influenced by who Christ is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I do what I do. That's why I write music. That's why I'm a youth minister, because I want people to know, you know, who he is.
Well, I want to encourage all of you listening that I know many of you. You have sons, you have daughters that are teenagers right now, and you're at what church right now?
St. Bartholomew in Wayzata.
In Wayzata, St. Bartholomew. And your CDs are available on iTunes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to encourage you, if you're listening, you got teenagers, you got teenage grandchildren, and you want to get them some music that could touch their heart. You're thinking of ways, well, how can I get my kids more interested in the faith? Well, one of the ways that you can get your kids more interested in the faith is through music, because there's a natural openness to music, and they can listen to it when they're alone, in the car, at night, in the room, and it can speak to them in a way that oftentimes the spoken word doesn't. It doesn't speak to them quite as effectively. So I want to encourage you to do that. Go to iTunes, or you can get the CDs. Where can they get a hold of your music?
Yeah, so the iTunes, Google, Amazon, any of those places. You can go right to my website, ConnorFlanaganMusic.com, and you can order hard copies of the discs if you'd like.
Okay. Hard copies, the way they used to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. <yep. laughs> But you can get that. And we look forward to hearing more from you in the Twin Cities here. And you're very talented, and you're a gift to the Twin Cities. So appreciate you coming on the show today. And I hope we can work together in the future.
Absolutely. Me too. Thank you so much.
God bless you. That's Connor Flanagan. And you can go to ConnorFlanaganMusic.com. com, and you can get his CDs. You can go on iTunes, Amazon, and Google his name and get all the information. But he's over at St. Bart's in Wayzata, and if your kids go there, they're blessed. But you can bring that experience to your kids with the music. Well, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour, and Paul, we're going to take a break, and we've got Kara Klein coming up. Another fantastic.
She is amazing.
She is an amazing musician, and she's going to be singing at the Women in the New Evangelization Conference tomorrow, which is Saturday. If you're listening to this Sunday, it's yesterday. And by the way, we need to ask Paul, we need to ask all of our listeners to pray for that conference.
Oh, indeed.
We've got about 1,000 women coming together. I'm going to be there at the beginning of the day just welcoming them because it's a joint effort with the Archdiocese, the Office of Evangelization. But pray for those women today that God would move on their hearts. There's going to be women there that don't know the Lord. There's going to be women that need a new start in their life. There's people that need to be refreshed. Just pray for them, that God would move in their hearts and that His will would be done in their lives.
It's going to be a powerful day.
It is. It is. And I'm going to be over there, and maybe we'll even be able to get a couple of interviews. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Well, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Glad you could join us. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll be joined by another great artist, Kara Klein. She'll be singing at the conference. God bless you. We'll be right back.
I got my morning cup of tea, sun shining down on me, walking down the street, humming a sweet melody. Two shoes on my feet, pockets $5 deep. That's enough for me. Cause it's the simple things in life that keep reminding me of you. It's the simple things in life that keep reminding me of you. You got me singing like, hello, hey, hallelujah. Won't you move me, come and shine through me. Hello, hey, hallelujah. Hello, hey, hallelujah. Won't you move me, come and shine through me. Hello, hey, hallelujah.
Hi, hon. While you were at your meeting, I signed us up for health insurance.
Great. You figured out the MinSure website.
No, I went to insureeasy.net. It's a new website where you can shop, compare, and apply for health coverage. It's especially for individuals and small businesses like ours.
And you get a choice of insurance plans?
I did a side-by-side comparison that includes all of the major health plans available. There was no charge for the service, and I chose the best one to fit our family and our budget.
What's the name of the website?
insureeasy.net.
And it really was easy, huh?
It was InsureEasy. InsureEasy.net.
InsureEasy helps you evaluate your needs online or with live support from licensed agents so you can choose the right health plan. InsureEasy.net is Catholic owned and operated.
InsureEasy.net. It's a new website where you can shop, compare, and apply for health coverage.
What's the name of the website?
InsureEasy.net.
You don't need to be able to answer every question and objection or prove every doctrine from the Bible.
Dr. Scott Hahn.
As Pope Francis points out in The Joy of the Gospel, that's what it takes. Joy is irrefutable because it's not an argument waiting for a rebuttal. It's just a shared experience in the context of friendship. And that's the way we reach people, whether we're at work with them or at home, family members who've kind of drifted off. Joy is the one thing that people find irresistible.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Relevant Radio.
You are stillness. You are quiet. You are comfort and peace. You are stillness.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you, and we're talking today about the power of music and how music can have a profound influence on our life. When we're down, it can pick us up. When we're all excited and out of sorts, it can settle us down. Music has a power all in its own. And of course, the Psalms are songs. And the Psalms have a very, very powerful effect in our lives and add so much to our liturgy as Catholics. Joining us today is Kara Klein, and she is a Christian singer, songwriter, and originally from New Orleans, now lives in the Nashville area. She is the winner of the Best Female Vocalist of the Year for the Unity Awards in the Catholic Church. That was in 2008. Here's the good news. She's going to be leading praise and worship On Saturday, February 14th, for the Women in the New Evangelization Conference. Kara, good to have you on the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great. It's great to talk to you. Talk to me a little bit about what you've been doing over the last number of years in the area of music.
Well, fairly recently, I released a new EP called Catch Me, which I recorded here in Nashville. I now live in Nashville, which has been a really big joy living now in a town of musicians. I'm from a pretty musical town. I'm from New Orleans, and I've lived here in Nashville just for 6 months. But my latest album is called Catch Me, which I released about a little over a year ago, and it has 5 songs on it. And I have been just traveling and singing and speaking to primarily to youth and young adults. I speak to people of all ages, but just also really talking about, you know, rediscovering the joy of living. That's something that I've become really passionate about. I started out as a chastity speaker, but as I've continued to speak, I've really just seen that today our generation has become a generation that, you know, in the culture of death that we live in, a lot of people today don't want to live their own lives. You know, in the generation that I see, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people that are living in despair. And so I've become really passionate about calling young people and young adults to rediscover the joy of living and to become a pro-life generation that wants to embrace the gift of their own lives as well.
As you go out there and travel and you talk to young people, and I imagine you talk to people of all ages, what are two or three things that you're hearing from people as far as their story and the hurt or the pain in their life, that area that the gospel really speaks to?
You know, I really find, again, you know, this topic that so many people today are lacking joy, and it's because they don't know where true joy lies. So many people today have been influenced by the lies of the culture. You know, so many people have been influenced by the media, and they're misled, and they're unhappy in their lives, and they don't know why. They feel empty, and they don't know why. And it's because they don't know the joy of Christ. They don't know the joy of service. They don't know the joy of communion with God and communion with others. So many people, especially young people today, they don't know why they're feeling empty, because they don't know what is really going to make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
And our happiness is only found in the Lord. And it's only also found, and I think that sometimes this becomes a missing piece as well, it's only found also not only in communion with God, but in communion with others. And today we live in a society where a lot of us are isolated, especially with, you know, with all of the technology around us.
Right.
We're more and more in front of, you know, all this, like, Apple and like iPhones and iMacs and computers and Facebook and Twitter and all these things, and less connected with people. And I think that it's breeding an isolation and emptiness within a lot of young people today. And it's just, there's been a real passion inside of me to really reach out to young people and call them to connect with the Lord and to connect more with other people. We need to rediscover what it means to be in community with others.
Well, that seems to be...
we're never going to be...
Mm-hmm. That seems to be one of the powers of music, is that, as you said, young people are so stimulated by text and Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Snapchat, and all of that. You know, I checked on a young lady's phone the other day to see how many Snapchats she had, and she had 41,000 Snapchats in text with just within months. And so you're right, it's just a constant stimulation. But talk to us a little bit about how music penetrates that and brings a message that is unique and calming.
Well, music definitely is, you know, it speaks to the soul, and it speaks to something that a lot of times, you know, just mere words and conversation can't reach within us. And so I know that music has always been something that has been a huge, it's always impacted my life. My mom basically said that I sang before I could speak, and when I was a little baby, nothing would calm me down. I had terrible colic, and I was just really, really fussy. And she said the only thing that would ever, ever calm me was music. And I think that actually in and of itself is a sort of a powerful analogy, that music goes very, very deep inside of us,
mm-hmm.
and it touches something that we're not even aware of. It speaks to our souls. It speaks to our hearts. And today, you know, we're influenced by so many different kinds of music. And I think that we musicians, especially Catholic and Christian musicians, we have such a great power and responsibility, you know, to influence the culture and to influence people in such a positive way, you know, to preach the gospel and to speak the word of God and to bring hope and healing. I think that music can bring a lot of healing and hope and joy to others, to their hearts, to their souls.
Mm-hmm. Well, I too sing in the car.
You do?
But I wish I could have, I wish I had that gift that you have, you know, of being able to sing and write beautiful songs. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration. Where does that come from? What's the process that you go through when you put together one of the songs like Waymaker, which we're going to hear in just a few minutes? What's your process?
You know, it's funny. My process has really changed throughout the years. When I was young, my process was very, very simple. I would really just sit down and kind of write, because I started writing songs at a very young age when I was like 9, 10, and I would just sit down and kind of write whatever was on my mind and make up little things. It was more inspired by whatever was on my mind and heart. And even through my teenage years when I was writing music and I started writing Christian music, I would write very, very much what was on my own mind and heart. And now I'm writing more scripturally based music. And mm-hmm. So I'm looking into scripture, and I'm starting with a theme that isn't really necessarily my own. It might come, you know, from my own idea. Like, I want to write about this psalm, or I want to write about this idea from scripture, you know, or this teaching of the church. But it's not necessarily just what I'm feeling. You know what I mean? It's not
right.
necessarily what I'm going through in my own life. I'm wanting to write something that is really more from the Lord. It's been given to us from the Lord, taking something and putting that to music. And now that I live in Nashville, I'm doing a lot of co-writing with other musicians, which is a big blessing, you know, to sit down with somebody and say, you know, the scripture has really been touching my heart, and so I want to take it, and I want to write a song with it. I did that recently with one of the Psalms, and so that's kind of become more of my process.
We're talking with Kara Klein. She's going to be leading praise and worship tomorrow, February 14th. If you're listening to this on Sunday, she sang. Today, she's going to sing. And you're going to be leading these ladies in praise and worship. I want to hear a little bit of your music right now. Tell us a little bit about this song that we're going to hear called Waymaker.
Well, this song is basically about God's providence. And my mom always told us that the Lord makes a way where there is no way. That was just something that I would hear growing up, you know, that the Lord is our way maker. That was just a phrase that she would say. And I remember hearing her pray the prayer, Lord, make a way where there is no way, whenever there was just something that we would go through when we couldn't see the way out. And it was a time in my life, actually, when I had taken a break from ministry, and I had gone several years without singing or traveling or speaking, and I was getting back into it. And I really didn't see the way ahead of me. I was like, Lord, I really don't know how to begin a ministry all over again from scratch, because my father had really handled everything for me, and he passed away really suddenly 6 years ago. And when he passed away, was when I stopped ministry for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And getting back into it, I didn't really know. I really only knew how to sing. I didn't know how to handle everything else. I didn't know how to handle like a website and connecting with other people. And I really wrote this song just asking the Lord to provide for me, you know, and to show me the way. And it's really amazing, because the Lord, I've watched him pave the path for me in my life. I've watched him, you know, guide every single step. And that is what this song is basically about.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Kara Klein, Waymaker.
Through barren deserts into the promised land.
That's Waymaker from Kara Klein. Beautiful, beautiful music. You know, Kara, as we wind this down, I just want to say one thing about a Christian artist that I appreciate so much. I can't tell you the number of times where I've been going through a difficult valley in my life, and I put a CD in the car or listened on my iPod to some beautiful, uplifting praise music, and it had a profound impact on me. And I just want to really encourage our listeners, start buying Catholic music. Start buying praise music and playing it. Sometimes we wonder why we're so discouraged. Listen to what you're listening to. You're listening to messages so often that can do nothing but bring you down and bring despair into your life. But Kara, you're hitting something here, and I think people, they need to start soaking themselves in praise music more.
Yes, I totally agree. I think that we become what we behold, you know, and what we surround ourselves with, whether it's art, television, I mean, all forms of art, you know, television, music, media, images, all of that, we're soaking it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And so what do we want to soak in?
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you. For many of our listeners, they're going to meet you tomorrow. You're going to be leading them in praise and worship. And are you going to have your CDs on hand?
Yes,
you are. So you'll be available to meet some of the people who are listening today and have a small chat with them. That's tomorrow, February 14th at Epiphany. It's Wine, Women in the New Evangelization. And we're really looking forward to that. So thank you so much. And Kara, where can people get a hold of you?
They can get all of my information for music, for more about my ministry, bookings, everything on my website, which is www.karaklein.com. It's KaraKlein.com.
Fantastic. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
God really appreciate you. It. That's Kara Klein. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour, and we'll be back right after this.
If you've been looking for a fulfilling part-time position with a company that offers flexible daily work schedules, paid training, and a guaranteed 20 hours per week, I hope you'll consider contacting Twin City Transportation. Twin City Transportation, a leader in the Minnesota transit industry for over 25 years, is currently hiring for driver positions. The job entails providing transportation throughout the Twin Cities metro area for students with special needs or who are between homes. Applicants should be at least 22 years old, with a valid Minnesota driver's license, a clean driving record, and pass a background check and physical. Twin City Transportation offers flexible hours, a company vehicle, paid training, and a guarantee of 20 hours paid per week during the school year, with summer hours optional. Join us in this rewarding job making a difference in a child's life. To learn more, call Kevin at 612-212-6777. That's Kevin at Twin City Transportation, 612-212-6777.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you, along with Mr. Paul Sadek.
Hey.
Wow, great music on the show today.
Amazing, yeah.
You know, it makes me want to go out and just sit in the car and listen to music for a while. Connor Flanagan and Kara Klein. And I want to encourage you once again to start getting Catholic music and playing it in your home. I want to take just a few minutes to talk to you about praise and thanksgiving and the power of it in your life. You know, we can talk about play music. It'll make you feel better, you know, but I think there's something really behind this, and it's biblical and it's theological. There's something about praise music that will lift you up because you're praising the Lord. And there's a pattern in Scripture. If you go into the Bible, you'll see this pattern. And it really starts back in the period of the judges. Remember Samson, Gideon, Deborah, and all those stories. Joshua had died. No leader in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes, and they had no king. And they got into this cycle of getting involved in sin, and that sin led to servitude. Servitude led to supplication. They called out to God for help. Then God brought salvation by raising up a judge, and they were victorious, and then they had a relatively peaceful time after that. But then they got back into the cycle. Well, in the middle of this, twice in the book of Judges, the question comes up, you know, when we're faced with enemies all around, what tribe should go up first? And the answer in both cases is Judah. Now, there's a lot of reasons why Judah would go up first. They're the largest tribe. It's the tribe that Jesus comes from. But I think the answer is found in the name. Judah, Yehudah in Hebrew, means praise. When you're surrounded by enemies, when you're having a difficult fight, praise is what goes up first. Praise goes up first because the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And you know, you've got a father that really wants to go to bat for you, who loves you. And I know that as a father, I've got three girls, and it would give me so much pleasure for my girls to come to me in a tough time and say, Dad, I need your help. That would give me pleasure as a father to say, I'm happy to help you. That's what fathers' hearts are all about. But you know, there's two things that you really need to work on if you're going to combine praise music with your own praise to the Lord. And the Catechism brings it up in paragraph 236. It mentions two things. One is that if you're going to be successful now in the midst of difficult situations, there's two things you need to know. One is you need to know the heart of your Heavenly Father. And the Catechism puts it this way. It calls it theology, to know the heart, to know the mystery of the Trinity, to know the heart of your Father. And you come to know the heart of your Father by reading the Bible, by spending time in prayer, by spending time in worship. And when you know the heart of your Father, you stand a better chance of trusting Him in the really difficult times. And by the way, that is what our first parents failed at. The Catechism says that our first parents lost their trust in God, and all sin gets back to this loss of trust. You need to know the heart of your Father. Start reading the Bible. Start spending time in prayer. The second thing that paragraph 236 says is that you need to know what the Catechism calls the economy of God. Big fancy word. Economy of God simply means the plan of God, His words and deeds. You need to know His words and deeds in salvation history. Once again, that comes from massive amounts of time of reading the Bible and prayer and going to Mass and getting to know the Blessed Mother and communing with the saints and praying and asking for their help. You get to know the deeds and the words of your Heavenly Father. So there's two things that I want to really encourage you to do today. Get to know the heart of your Father. Get to know His plan, His words and deeds. Because when the tough times come and you begin to praise God, your praise will be filled with substance. It won't be just praise you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, and then repeat it again. Nothing wrong with that, but you need to expand your praise vocabulary. You need to expand your vocabulary of love. And that comes from knowing the heart of your Father, and it comes from knowing His words and His deeds. Once again, pray for the ladies. They're getting together on Saturday at Epiphany. Women in the New Evangelization, they're going to be having a great day. Pray for them. It's sold out, but you can pray for them. Big Men's Conference coming up in the Twin Cities at St. Thomas. That's March 21st, Saturday. You're going to be hearing information about that. Start praying about that today. A lot of stuff happening in the Twin Cities, Paul.
Oh, yes. The Knights of Columbus at St. Peter's in North St. Paul invite you to their Fish Fry next Friday, February 20th. 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Peter's School Cafeteria. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, $3 for kids. For more information, go to NorthStPaulKOFC.com. That's NorthStPaulKOFC.com.
You're also invited to St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church for a Lenten dinner with homemade potato pancakes.
Ah, good.
Friday, February 27th, all you can eat of those potato pancakes, including a variety of soups, breads, and desserts, all for $9. Tours of the church and sanctuary will also be available. St. John the Baptist Byzantine Church. It's in Northeast Minneapolis on 3rd Street. For more information, call 612-789-6252.
Totino Grace High School Speaker Series features Mr. Andrew Blake, Director of Campus Ministry, on the value of service. Wednesday, February 25th, 7 p.m., he'll present A Faith That Doesn't Bear Fruit in Works is Not Faith, Reflections on the Words of Pope Francis. Speaker series is free and open to the public. Visit totinograce.org, Faith and Values, for more information, or call 763-571-9116.
Holy Family Respect Life Committee and Pro-Life Action Ministries will offer a sidewalk counseling training seminar. That's Monday, March 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Holy Family Church in St. Louis Park. This is your opportunity to learn more about sidewalk counseling or simply becoming a prayer partner. For more information, call Ann Redding at 651-797-6365. That's 651-797-6365.
Are you interested in learning more about the Order of Franciscan Seculars, or the Secular Franciscan Order, formerly known as the Secular Franciscans? This lay order of Catholic men and women strives to follow Christ in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi. Meetings are every third Sunday of the month, and that's this Sunday, 1:30 p.m. at Catholic Charities, 1200 2nd Avenue South in Minneapolis. For more information, call Betty, 612-721-3928. That's 612-721-3928.
Don't forget the Archdiocesan Men's Conference, Saturday, March 21st at the University of St. Thomas Fieldhouse in St. Paul. Join men of all ages and walks of life from around the Archdiocese for a morning which includes Mass, breakfast, dynamic speakers like Father Rich Simon, opportunities for confessions, and more. The theme of this year's conference is Conquering Sin. Register online at archspm.org. That's archspm.org.
You made a great choice in bringing Father Rich in.
He's going to be good.
I just love Father Rich.
And a big shout out to Ave Maria Academy. Joined you last night for a parents' night. Had a great time talking with you. Coming up next on the Rediscover Hour, we're going to talk about the Catechetical Institute and some things that are happening over there that are changing the Archdiocese. That's coming up next on the Rediscover Hour.
And you'll hear the Rediscover Hour every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday mornings at 9, right here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.